So, without further ado, let's talk about developmental disabilities, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
And, you know, forgive me, I'm kind of coming up to speed here on this resource fair that you have coming up. And Kay Montgomery, welcome. How long have you been with developmental disabilities now?
Oh, I've been with the county now a little over a year and 3 months.
And so what do you do?
Okay, I'm an office assistant for our developmental disabilities division, and I assist the service coordinators and the program director and just the day-to-day operations.
Awesome. And Sandy.
Yes.
Sandy Heidecheck. Hi.
Yes. Hello, Casey. Thanks for having us here. I'm really excited.
You bet. Well, how long have you been doing this now? I know you've...
I'm a little embarrassed to say it's almost 23 years.
Amazing. Amazing. You know, I was, you know, because my wife for a time was a nurse consultant
she
with
was.
Shangri-La.
Yes, she was.
Of course, your daughter has babysit
yes,
our child. I can't believe how big they both
are. And he's not a baby anymore.
Yeah, Sandy, you know, I was thinking about you and how long you've been at this work. I just have to ask you, was developmental disabilities something that you transitioned from, like your education? What led you to this work anyways?
Well, actually, it was my husband who hijacked me out here to the coast because of the Siletz River. He wanted to fish full time and work, I'll say it, part time. And I just happened to get lucky and fall into a job opportunity with Lincoln County, filling as a temp. And Melissa Hart was the program manager way back when, and found out that I had a nursing background and offered me a service coordinator job. And that was back in the day when there was only me and one other service coordinator and a program manager. And we carried the ball for many, many years, and we've grown to now we have 6 full-time service coordinators. Mm. We have an eligibility specialist. Mm. We have 2 office support staff, a protective service investigator, somebody who does assessments and for us full-time, and a program director. And I operate as the clinical supervisor piece of that for the service coordinators, helping them develop the knowledge and the foundation and moving forward into the future to provide these services for our folks.
Well, you know, I have to ask you, so I was recently visiting my aunt. Actually, I was telling you about this memorial we have coming up for my uncle. And my cousin has Down syndrome, and she's in Las Vegas. And I was spending some time with her. I spent 3 days with her, kind of going through her routine. You know, her day for my cousin Tag involves several organizations that she'll bring him to, pick him up. And she was thinking about moving to Oregon. So, for example, somebody like her, would DD be somebody she would contact to find out about the types of services that are available? You know, and I just kind of ask you that because maybe give us an overview of what DD is, and would that apply in her case?
Absolutely. Great. So when somebody comes into our services, their first point of entry is to contact Kay or our other office assistant, Nicole, and they will begin that process of requesting records. We have to review eligibility, and that is a full-time position by someone in our office that screens and analyzes all the data to determine if somebody really does have a developmental disability or disabling condition. And once that process is done, we bring them in and offer them services. They have a choice of what kind of services they have. In our state, we have group homes. We have foster homes. Mm-hmm. We have in-home supports where we can develop a plan for your cousin and hire people to come in and help support them in their own home and remain independent. There's employment opportunities, job coaching, volunteer opportunities. You know, this county is really developing slowly, but it is developing in its services, its resources, the information that we have to offer people. And that's where this fair comes in, of bringing all of those pieces together to share with not only individuals with a developmental disability, but their families, friends, extended family, agencies, educational piece of it, bringing our teachers in to know what's out there, how to support families they're growing up, and what agencies to refer to, and what adult life looks like, what's the future hold. You know, parents really worry about that stuff.
So, I mean, when we think of developmental disability, can you give us kind of like maybe just an idea of what that spectrum might look like? I mean, is there kind of, you know, I know you say you do an assessment. Is there an entry point you can give us some tangibility on to, you know, an extreme example at all?
Well, I know that we have our parameters of what makes somebody eligible.
Yeah.
There's disabling conditions that mm-hmm. are identified that I couldn't possibly list.
Right.
There's IQ eligibility requirements, neurological deficits, and that's why it's such an involved, complex process to determine if somebody has a developmental disability. Because as you know, some things can look very different than in what they present. Mm. So there's some deep thinking that's involved, some deep data analysis that has to occur, serious critical eye on those documents that our gal looks at and gathers from all the different resources, psychological evaluations, medical evaluations, school records. All of those things play a part in determining whether somebody's eligible for services.
Gotcha. And just a note on the fact that the program has grown. You've been with it so long. What has moved the needle in terms of allowing you guys to grow? I mean, is it partially, are a lot of your funds state pass-through funds anyways? Or how much of your budget is also just county budget? How does that work?
Now, I'm not real clear on all the funding streams, but I do know that we are Medicaid funded.
I see.
And that's where, like, our K plans are funded mm-hmm. through Medicaid. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we get any funds from the county.
Gotcha.
There's some state general funds at times, but so, we are self-supporting through our contacts and the work that we do with clients. So we bill for those contacts and the services that we provide or information resources. There's a whole criteria list of what counts as a billable contact for us.
Can be complicated.
Very.
And if somebody feels like they need these services or have family members that need these services, I mean, you guys are there to help. I mean, here's how you help them determine
absolutely
that. So that's the beauty there, too, of having Dee Dee. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about it. Kay Montgomery, Sandy Heidecheck, Developmental Disabilities. We'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We have Kay Montgomery and Sandy Heidecheck. Sandy, I've definitely got some more questions for you, but I do want to talk to Kay because we've got this resource fair coming up. And Kay, I'm looking at this brochure, and I apologize to our listeners. We will get this online today. So you can see the breadth and depth of organizations that are participating in this. So it's the 28th. What time does it start?
It starts at 10 o'clock, and it runs till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, so you've got, like, vendor booths, but then you've also got, like, breakout information sessions. I mean, this is the full meal deal.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have found that our clients and the people that support them really need one place to come to visit with all the vendors and the things that are available to them in our community and even outside of our community. So,
I mean, do you get a feel that, and like you said, the program's grown over the years. Are you surprised ever that people, like, don't know you're there? I mean, do you have new people coming in all the time? I mean, what's it like, guys?
Well, I mean, for me, I'm fairly new. But, yeah, it seems a bit shocking because of all the work that our service coordinators and program manager and that perform. It does seem amazing when people say, well, I don't even know where you're at.
Right.
Didn't know the county even had this. So, and Sandy, I'm sure, can expound on that a little bit more. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got people moving in and out of the community. You know, Sandy, is there ever a point in which, and I mean, this is a very arbitrary question, but that someone You know, starts out, say, with a, you know, a younger kid, you know, reads seven now, my son. But I mean, is there a point at which you might realize that maybe, you know, your child qualifies for DD and you didn't think this? I mean, it, can it evolve like that as a child grows?
Absolutely. And that's where your school comes in, your school partnership and your meeting with teachers and being involved and listening to what they have to say. And the teachers, most of the teachers in Lincoln County have a good idea of how to contact us. Still occasionally we'll find a teacher that says, I had no idea you were even there. So, you know, part of it is our inability to get out there as often as we'd like to, because we are really
you're working
office bound to do a lot more paperwork as time goes on. But that's been a big mission of ours over the last few years, is to get into the classrooms, develop relationships with teachers so they know where to turn to, how to support families and direct them our way.
Kay, maybe give us an example of some of the providers that are there. I want you to mention the sponsors too, but you know, here you have a list of what, I mean, it looks almost like there's 30?
There is 24
that
are attending. We have Able Oregon, we have FACT Oregon, Jackson Street Shelter, Legal Aid, Transit, Lincoln County Transit, Alala Children and Family Center, Shangri-La, Special Olympics, Work Source Oregon. I mean, there's others as well.
And it just,
I mean, just amazing coming forward. You know, we put the word out and they were so receptive.
Yeah. And I mean, it's interesting there too. Look at that sort of, when we think about really the services that someone could need. I mean, we're talking transit here, as well as, for example, the Alala Center. I mean, really, there are a lot of nodes that, you know, are a part of resources for families, you know, dealing with developmental disabilities. And then also, you seem to have brought in a lot of wonderful businesses that support this mission. And those are listed there, too. And so are there going to be kind of like raffles going on, or what's happening there?
Yes. I'm going to tell you, Lincoln County community has just gotten behind us during this event. We have had such an outpour of response for the donations and that. So we're conducting raffles, and on the flyer, when the people arrive, they'll receive a flyer and it'll have a ticket on it. And they'll just place it in the fishbowl, and every hour for the first few hours, we will have drawings for amazing giveaways. I mean, we've got a deep sea fishing giveaway, and Starbucks and a lot of the grocery stores in town have donated food, water, coffee. I mean, that's just amazing. The radio station here, Kite, has been putting the advertisements out. So
good. So we've had some. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, thank you to those businesses, and Kay, great job about contacting these individuals too. We'll take our last break with Kay and Sandy, come back, talk about the resource fair coming up. So stay with us and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking about developmental disabilities, health and human services, Lincoln County. Kay Montgomery, Andy Heidecheck. We've got a short time left, but this resource fair is coming up April 28th. And Sandy, you want to give us a few examples of these information sessions? What are you calling them? Breakout sessions?
Breakout sessions. And what I want to say here is, you know, we've had little resource fairs in the past at the high schools during open house time, and we wanted to take it to the next level. And this is pretty exciting to have a vendor venue and then to have breakout sessions going on at the same time, and pertinent, juicy information breakout sessions. We're going to do an overview of developmental disabilities, benefits, what plans are available, how you get what. And then the Oregon Able Savings Plan is going to be here to talk specifically and in depth for two sessions.
Okay.
FACT Oregon, Families and Community Together. This is a great resource for families with school-age children. They support, address issues, help you with IEPs. They come out here and do workshops for us every once in a while, and we have them for the whole day on Saturday, which will be great.
Okay.
The assistive technology, alternative communication, augmentative communication, DynaVox will be here. absolutely a coup with that, to have them come out here and share with us their information and what's available and what maybe a K-plan might pay for or how to obtain those kind of devices. And then we're going to have a foster home represented who's going to actually talk about what it looks like to live in a foster home. You know, there's so many misconceptions around group home life, living in an adult foster home. Those words themselves have such bad reputations. And and what we want to do is dispel those myths, because as kids get older, they start exerting some independence. They don't want to live with mom and dad anymore, and there are options out there. And parents need to feel safe about what those options are. And they need to understand how we are monitoring those services. We're in those homes once a month. We're watching everything. They're regulated. And they're just a good place to go. It's a good option. So we're excited to be able to share all this information in one day. It feels very, very metro for us to be able to do that out here on the coast. Yeah. It's super exciting.
Well, I think you guys are professionals, and this is just a great example of that kind of converging into, here's this community, here's these resources, and, you know, kind of all overlapping at one location. So you can literally show up in the morning, visit the vendors, go out to these informational sessions, and spend really a large part of your day learning a lot. So kudos to you guys for pulling this together, and for the organizations and also the generous sponsors. Nice.
Absolutely. Thank you to everyone.
You know, if someone is just maybe beginning their journey into thinking they might need services from developmental disabilities, so you said, you know, the first thing really to do is kind of to call you guys, right? And start there. I mean, it's okay. Have the conversation. I mean, do you have regular office hours?
Yes. There's somebody in our office from 8 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And we are located in the Western Title building in the basement.
Okay.
So there's someone there, man in the phones and man in the office, who welcome to drop in and ask questions, and somebody will be able to help give you information.
Good. And as far as this event goes, I just want to recap here. It doesn't cost anything to come to this resource fair.
It's absolutely free.
Got you. And you may even leave with a prize or two.
You just might.
Yes.
So I know we do have some information about you on the county website. We want to work on maybe improving that too. But if I go to the county website and I go to Health and Human Services, I'm looking for developmental disabilities.
Yes.
And I could probably search that too in the search bar, would be my guess, and it'll pull you guys up. Well, wonderful. So time and date. Let's do a last shout on this.
Okay. Saturday, April 28th, 10 to 4 at the Samaritan Health Education Building here in Newport.
Okay. 10 to 4, and that's just right next to the hospital, right?
That, yes. Right across
the street. That beautiful new building. Mm-hmm. Super spacious. And will you be taking a break for lunch during that time? Any thing like that going on?
No, it is going to power through from 10 to 4. So
okay.
Bring a sack lunch.
Yeah. Bring your snack and get ready to learn.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Casey.
Well, I wish we had more time. Kay Montgomery, Sandy Heidecheck, Developmental Disabilities. More information on the county's website later this morning about the fair. Thank you, you two.
Thank you.
Okay. Keep up the good work, and thanks for listening. We'll see you same time, same place next week.